And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is going to be calling in today with some big announcement. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know something. But Corey Sandin's sitting right next to me here, co-hosting today with me. And we have a great show for you today from Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros The Market. Sean and Kristen, they're going to be talking some fishing and all kinds of stuff related to fish. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mitre 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. It's been a while, Pete.
Yeah, I was going to say, Corey, welcome back. Great to have you. It's been since late November since you came in, and they're thrilled to have you.
Absolutely.
And, Rock Cod Rick's got something going on. He'll be calling in later in the show talking about something that happened in his life this week.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out very shortly. But, right now we have a couple of great people in the studio here, Sean and Kristen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, great to have you. Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros, Gourmet The Market.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? So we know what you do. We do the finest fish processing available for sport fishing boats that come into the landings or your private boat. But what else do you do there at Fish Pros?
Of course, that's the core of our business, fish processing. That's what we do. But a few years now ago, we decided to, a lot of passengers and customers were getting all this fish, and they were telling me, they just grill it, and, salt and pepper, and they didn't know what to do, and they had 500 pounds of tuna, and what do I do with all this fish? And I heard this over and over, and I thought, God, these guys need a little more choices than salt and pepper. And my wife's a wonderful cook, and we ate fish. We had tons of varieties of fish, and I never got sick of it. And I thought, why can't we do this for them? We're going to make some of these seasonings and rubs that we do at our house. And so my wife started developing these rubs and seasonings, and the next thing I know, we had a dozen of them, and we said, let's just start a little market within our store to help our customers have more variety with this catch, so that when they do have 500 pounds of tuna, they don't have to eat it seared or grilled the same way every time. They can do it 12 different ways.
Wow.
And that's how it kind of started, and now it just keeps expanding.
We are addicted to the Poke Mix.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, that is like the greatest invention ever because it makes making pokey like so easy. It
makes you look professional, really.
Yeah,
you
and
got
tastes
a group of people, right?
Well,
the big football game's coming up. It's like the perfect scenario.
Yeah. Well, we took it another step, and I'll let Kristen introduce her new invention.
Yeah, tell us.
Well, being close to Mexico, one thing that we eat a lot with fish is ceviche. So now we have a ceviche mix.
How exciting is that?
Whoa.
It's just as easy as a poke mix. You just add the package to your fish, 1 pound of fish for one package. You could add any vegetables you want to it. You know, just mix it all in some lime juice and let it sit for 15 to 30 minutes until the fish looks cooked, gets that opaque kind of look. And then, you know, add some fresh vegetables and you're good to go.
So easy.
A little tomato, a little onion, a little
cucumber,
that's our
cilantro.
Signature. Make it easy.
Yeah.
Squeeze a little lime in there, get it going.
Oh, it's going to have lime already. That's what it's, you know, you cover your fish in lime juice or lemon juice.
Yeah.
Put in your pack of ceviche mix and let it, like Kristen said, let it set up for 15 minutes, add all your fresh vegetables. Get a bag of chips and go to it.
Sounds way too easy.
Sounds
or
really
a spoon.
Good.
A spoon works,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Now, you have another one that you did, too.
We do.
So, you guys, I know winter's a little bit slower than normal for you, so you've had time to kind of create some new things,
well,
right?
Well, believe it or not, the one I'm about to announce also, these two seasonings and rubs were developed over a year ago. We just didn't have the time. It wasn't the time. We were busy with the build-out, and then it turned right into the craziest season I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then, so we finally got around to packaging and getting them ready for market. But we have another one called Smoking S&P Seasoning, and it is for meat, fish,
vegetables, potatoes.
It's versatile on everything. It's a peppered base, pepper kind of garlic based, and it is amazing. It, again, super easy to use. You just rub it on all your protein, whatever you want to eat, and cook it up, and it's fantastic.
That sounds incredible.
So it's kind of like a smoky salt and pepper.
Exactly.
Smoking S&P salt and pepper.
Okay. Wow.
Anything that you would use a salt and pepper on, just a little sprinkle of something, it's perfect for that.
Wow, fantastic. And you guys create all these yourselves, right?
Well, let's get it straight. Kristen creates them,
yeah. But like if the smoking gets done, it happens in your smoker?
Mm-hmm.
It starts in our smoker.
Yeah.
All of our ingredients, that's kind of our signature, is we smoke things.
That's what makes our rubs different. Yeah. The ingredients are smoked.
Yeah. Well, there's so many things that you've created there. It's not just fish processing. I mean, the tuna burgers, describe the market, because the new location there, well, it's not new anymore. It's a year old.
Well, we officially opened in April of last year.
April last year. So right on Taylor Street, right there across from Old Town.
Taylor Street. And
it's a great location.
You know,
bigger.
One of the busiest intersections around.
So yeah.
Great exposure. 90% of the building is used for processing. We have a small market in the front where all of our rubs are up there. We have our gourmet canned albacore if you want to get some really good canned fish. we have our smoked fish there. We usually have 3 to 4 varieties. Unless we run a special load of something, we've added salmon to our varieties.
Whoa.
So we usually have smoked salmon, yellowtail, yellowfin, and wahoo.
Wow, that you can buy right at the market.
You can buy just one piece by the pound.
Yeah.
And then we also have our tuna jerky. We have the teriyaki pepper and spicy tuna jerky. And now we've also added cheeses to it. And our main cheese is Parmesan, Gouda,
cheddar,
and pepper jack. And we run special batches of like Gruyere or Swiss. We add those two to the mix every once in a while.
Nice. And then all the spices and rubs and everything, those are available just walk in during business hours.
Yeah, which is 8 to 2 most.
8 to 2.
We might as well just say our store hours are 8 to 2.
Every day.
Every day. We were talking about doing a certain day off a week, but it's impossible.
It's not going to happen. Because it depends on when the boats are coming in, right?
It depends when boats are coming in, and we have people walking in nonstop, so we've got to have the door open. So.
Yeah. Now, do you retail anywhere else but your place?
Point Loma Seafoods definitely is one of our retail outlets. Dana Landing.
Dana Landing.
You can get our products at Dana Landing.
I know Ron at Fastlane has the Poke Mix.
Ron at Fastlane such a big, has the
Poke Mix. Because he goes through so much, he's got to buy it, right?
Yeah. Might as well get it wholesale.
Yeah.
And then...
if you go to Royal Rooster for breakfast, you can grab our Wiggletail treats there for your dogs, too.
Oh.
And they do wonderful doggy meals.
Yeah, no kidding.
And there's another outfit called OC Wild Sport Fishing or Seafoods. OC Wild Seafoods. And they do mostly like farmers markets.
Up in the Orange County area.
And in the Orange County area. And they also carry our products.
Interesting. Oh, okay. Wow.
So they're out there a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other entity. And then we talk about the fish processing that you do, which is basically the backbone of the business.
And what a season it was.
Yeah, right? Was it?
Oh.
Yeah,
did
you cut a little bit of fish?
Yeah, we were a little busy.
Raymond's knife a little busy there?
Well, he went through about four of them this season.
Four of them. Wow.
That's with the Anza knives. They're hard to wear out.
No kidding. He went through four knives?
I think three.
He
cut a lot of fish.
He cut a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what was the busiest time of the year?
Oh, it's
from
April
until December.
Yeah, April until December. Yeah, it was crazy. It was really like June, July, August, September, October. Even most of November.
And we were warning people, like, it's a reservation-only kind of deal. Like, well, is it still that way?
No, not today.
It's not a reservation-only kind of deal. We filled up on reservations, and then you had to come check with us at the desk. If the fishing was a little slower that day and we could take more, we did. We were never closed because we had reservations.
I got you.
It was day to day.
But it was
fishing.
That busy.
It was that busy. There are some days I just couldn't take any more same day. It wouldn't be same day anymore if I took way more than I could handle.
Sure.
It would be sometime.
What a scenario.
But the new location, bigger area to cut fish and bigger freezers and refrigerators, right?
The freezer's twice the size. We needed
twice
it this year.
The size.
Yeah, that we had.
So
before.
No more
that
trucks in the parking lot.
That was actually the core of our move.
That's fantastic.
That was the reason we had to move.
Yeah,
we couldn't expand our freezer in any way, and thank goodness we moved because we would have never been able to handle the season if we were at the old place. It was perfect timing.
And honestly, when you were first in Liberty Station area, the parking was so easy and there was so much open area. And the further along it got, the more difficult the parking got.
You're exactly right. That's
traffic, especially on the weekends when they had events and stuff.
I mean,
like honestly,
to get out of the parking lot.
That's
so
exactly what I was going to mention. Trying to get out of Liberty Station was sometimes a 25-minute deal.
Or in.
It's a headache.
Yeah. In or out. And that, you know, right now, the curb parking's a little limited because they're not making the motorhomes move right now. So there's some motorhomes in the way, and I'm working with the city to try to get that fixed.
Overnighters.
With COVID and everything going on, they have some rules they have to follow right now. But we're getting that rectified. But Perry's right across the street. They would love to have you for breakfast. You're welcome to park there. And you just, like, if you're doing same day, you just park over there, go have yourself even a cup of coffee or something to eat.
Great breakfast.
And then we'll give you a call when it's ready, and you just pull right into our lot. We have, like, seven parking spots on our property.
Right.
So, which is way more than we used to have. Remember, you used to pull up to two cars can pull up to the curb and load. Now we can load seven people, so we're really better off. It's just you got to park across the street and pull in when you're ready.
Which is no big deal. There's plenty of parking there, and you're right on a corner, and Perry's is on the corner. It's literally light to light. I mean, walking across.
And if you came in a week prior and you know your fish is ready, just pull into our lot.
I think the best part of it all, you said you're in, the busiest intersection. It's not that it's that busy. It's that easy to get to. You're right at the 5 and 8 freeway, literally.
You can get up back on the 8 super easy. You can jump on the 5, no problem.
It's so convenient.
And if you're coming in later to pick up your fish, you don't have to deal with the traffic going down Rosecrans to come all the way to our old location in Liberty Station. You just get off the freeway, pick up your fish, and get back on the road.
No matter what direction.
And if you're taking the train or the trolley home, you're right across the street.
It's great.
Yeah. You have a lot of people do that?
I haven't had anybody pick up their fish with the train.
Can
you imagine?
I'm coming to the big cooler on the train. Hey, look who's on the line. Rock Cod, Rick Max. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So where are you, you slacker? What's going on here?
Well, we did it. We got our hands full. We're hanging out as it would normally just be Dallas and I, but now it's the three of us. So we had an awesome time Sunday. Honestly, right after the show, We went in for kind of our final baby checkup, and we got there, and they said, "Yeah, you're definitely not going home. It's go time." So we did it. We had a great time. Dallas did absolutely awesome. And Tuesday morning was when she delivered our beautiful baby boy. So Richard Wyatt Maxa was born on Tuesday morning. And healthy and happy, and Dal's doing great, baby's doing great. We're just on total cloud nine.
Congratulations. Well, and the baby was a whopper, right?
8 pounds, 2 ounces, and 21 and a half inches long.
Wow.
He's doing really good.
Congratulations, you guys.
That's a 200-pounder right there, huh? definitely
a keeper, Ricky.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, congratulations. I know it's like we've been on pins and needles here for weeks, it seems like, because it could have happened at any time. And congratulations to you and Dallas. I'm thrilled. Now, okay, so are we going to call this kid Flea Cod? Is that what it is?
That's what we've been calling him. So, you know, that's like the slang term for like the little teeny rock cods that you catch, you know, like a miscellaneous general term. And yeah, we've been calling them Flea Cod. We don't know what the final name that's going to stick yet, but we've sure been having fun. It's good. It's been so great, man. I can't even begin to tell you, like, we thought it was going to happen earlier too, you know, weeks and weeks, like, our OB, who was fantastic, she just kept saying, like, there is no way you guys are going to make it to your due date. He's already pointing straight down. He's big. He's this, he's that. Like, they're all, you know, you have your bag packed weeks early. Like, they were anticipating about 2 weeks before his due date. And sure enough, he went several days beyond it. You know, it was one of those things that we were waiting and then, man, the anticipation just immediately goes away. I don't even have the words, man. We're in such a good mood right now. This is great.
I can't imagine. The grandmas are so excited. I know Calico Carly is excited. I mean, everybody. We're all excited, too, for you. We can't make this. Now, are we going to call him Richard the Fourth, or are we going to call him – what are we going to call this Flea Cod?
So, all the guys in the family have been named Richard, and I was so excited to keep that tradition going for Dad, as you very well know. But most of us haven't gone by that. You know, my dad was Rich and I was Ricky, and you know, Wyatt is his middle name. We think that he's gonna go by his middle name Wyatt. Officially Richard Wyatt in honor of Dad, but we're gonna, you know, he'll be known as Wyatt Maxa.
Wow. Congratulations. All right. Well, we're looking forward to getting you back to work, and then, of course, meeting Richard Wyatt for the first time too. Very excited to see that. Of course, on your Facebook and Instagram photos, you want to see a picture of this beautiful
baby? Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Check him out.
It's all
He's
over Rick and Dallas's Facebook, Instagram. So congratulations.
Thank you, guys. And I got to say, how fitting to have Sean and Christian on. One, not only, you know, friends and family, but Dallas said, I mean, you have no idea how long this poor girl has been waiting for a bowl of poke. Like, that is, you know, Dallas is, you know, a lot of people probably don't know, Dallas was born and raised in Hawaii and, you know, lived out there most her whole life, and that is her jam. We are the biggest Fisherman's Processing poke kit people. Like, we always have one in backups. We have one in progress, and then we have one on the shelf, you know, as ready to go. And she has not been able to have pokey for the last 9 months, so let me tell you.
It makes it a really long time.
Well, yeah. I hope you're all set and ready.
Yeah, you got it, guys. A bowl of Fisherman's Processing pokey and a nice cerveza for her. Sounds like it's an order, right?
You obviously know my wife very well.
Yes. All right. Well, congratulations to you and Dallas. We're absolutely thrilled for you. And I imagine we'll see you back here on Let's Talk Hookup next next weekend, and you'll be back in the tackle store this coming week?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to play things by ear. We're very happy and very lucky that it happened at, you know, kind of a slow time of year. But, yeah, we're going to be back to the shop very soon. Can't wait to be back talking fishing with everybody next weekend. And, yeah, everything's great on this end, guys. I really appreciate all the kind words.
All right.
Hey, when you headed home?
Oh, we're home. We're just ready to go. We're just waiting. I don't know when we're heading back to work.
Yeah, okay. Get back to
Perfect.
Work.
Okay,
yeah,
you're at home. Sure. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, congratulations, Rick and Dallas, and new baby boy. So excited.
Just sleep when the baby sleeps.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Thanks, guys.
Good advice from.
Have a great show.
Friend,
we're listening.
Right? Now, life is going to be a little different for Rock Cod Rick.
Yeah. He's going to be looking a little sleepy when
he gets
somewhere. Yeah. Hey, congratulations, Ricky. We're thrilled for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, congratulations, Ricky Dallas.
Yeah.
The most beautiful thing
thanks
in this
everybody
world just happened.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup. Talking fishing and talking babies, a whole bunch of stuff. Today,
right? I know. It's so special. It really is. And, hey, if you want to join us, there's a couple ways to do it. 213-432-1090 is the telephone number there. Or you can text us via the app.
Yes,
and,
right.
And it's super easy if you haven't done so yet. Just download the app. It's a free deal. It's super easy, and it's text the show via the app. And what's been going on here that I missed out, there's a couple different things.
Yeah.
Number one is we're including the text with the phone callers into the hopper for the prize.
Right.
But we're going to choose a caller, and we're going to choose a texter, flip a coin, and figure out which one of you wins on that one. So
right.
If you want to participate, I'll give you the number again, 213-432-1090. We're giving away a $25 certificate to Fishman's Processing, a three-pack of rubs, plus a $100 gift card to Cal's Custom Reels. How about that?
How about that package? Now, the rubs are going to be some of the new ones, right?
Yeah, we're going to go with the best one of all, Poke Mix.
Wow.
And then we're going to go with the Ceviche Mix and our new Smokin' S&P.
Ooh,
Smokin' S&P.
Great. And then the $25 delicious gift certificate.
And it's
that's
for processing. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Hey, if you want to join us again, 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We're going to be right back. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on a Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Low gas prices are great. Free ice is amazing. But what sets Summit Gasoline apart from the rest goes much deeper. When you pull up to the pumps, you will first notice how clean everything is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into Summit Gasoline Bistro, and you will meet Martha, the store manager, heads up the well-trained and busy staff. Check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get your discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice, with a 35-gallon minimum purchase. Stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. The amazing staff at Summit Gasoline are always happy to help you out. Sometimes little things make a difference, like free high-tech air for your tires, or the 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena that make it easy to pull your boat and trailer in and out. Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Try them once and you'll be back. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
The first SoCal Sport Fishing Show this year is happening February 18th to the 20th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. It's the 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show. Check out over 100 sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, fishing resorts in two buildings, plus fabulous seminars and a free kids trout pond. There will also be plenty of raffle prizes up for grabs. Learn new fishing techniques from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin tuna, swordfish, calico bass, and more. These seminars are certainly something you will want to check out. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to great fishing travel destinations. 3 days only, Friday, February 18th from noon to 5, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. At the 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ZSPN Radio, and got Sean and Christian from Fisherman's Processing in studio today at the world headquarters.
Yeah, right here at the world headquarters, and now we're very excited. Now, one thing I mentioned: if you're texting us this morning, be sure to include your name and phone number too.
That's right. I forgot to say that.
Yeah. But we did. We're getting a bunch of texts, but there were one or two that didn't have their phone number. So make sure you send your name and phone number so we can put you in for the prize. If you win, we can send it to you.
That's honestly the only way we can get back to you.
Yeah,
If you leave your
because it's a one way. System. So, yes. But hey, the phones are packed. They want to talk to Sean and Kristen, so let's jump in.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Dave? First in line here. Dave and Anza, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, I've used your services at Fisherman's Processing several times, always first rate, always been very satisfied. And I really enjoy cooking, too. I've used your spices and rubs. My favorite one is the sweet Cajun. That's so good. I just wondered if maybe in the future you might think about expanding into cooking oils, either olive oil or avocado oil. And if you do, try blood orange. Whenever I can find that, I've used it, and it is so good.
That sounds good. Always some good ideas.
Yeah.
We do have some ideas for new products on the burner, I guess. But nothing that we're ready to announce just yet.
So with the Poke Mix... when you get the Poke Mix, you get the spices, the spices, and then you also get the liquid if you buy the kit, right?
The combo.
Poke kit, the combo. Do you see that with the new ceviche? Do you see that possibly coming down the road where
Absolutely.
You get a combo?
Yeah? Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you have the
it's
lime
coming.
And everything.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
The goal. There's some scientific stuff they have to do in the background to make sure it can be shelf stable and ready and all that kind of stuff. But
that's what's so cool about the Poke Kit. The kit is that you've got it all right there. You mix it up, and
that's the idea.
It works great.
That we're working on that idea.
Yeah, yeah. All right, great. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Have an interesting text here. Of course, you can only text via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and it's from John, who's in San Diego, or from Rancho San Diego, and he says he fishes sport boats lots and hear fishermen refer to bonito, skipjack, and barracuda as garbage fish. I have found that you treat those fish after you catch them. They taste really great. Your thoughts? Do you see many species of garbage fish at the table there at Fisherman's Processing?
I wouldn't call them garbage fish.
Yeah, right. I know. That's
first off, barracuda. If you smoke that on your Traeger at home, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's a really good fish to smoke. It takes the flavor of the smoke really well, and it's oily, so it doesn't dry out.
Barracuda, bonito are some of the misnomers of quote unquote garbage, right?
They
are, as long as they're bled and they're
any fish, as long as it's taken care of, it's amazing.
It's a really darn good fish.
The skipjack is considered one of the highest quality in Asia, right?
In Hawaii, it's called aku, and they would kick a yellowfin to the side and grab the skipjack and make poke out of it.
Wow.
That's honestly, when you're buying poke, like the original poke in Hawaiian Islands, it's skipjack.
Yeah, you know, freezing skipjack or bonito.
No bueno.
No bueno. It has to be fresh. Freezing just really ruins the texture of those fish.
So if you get a bonito, a barracuda, a skipjack, what's the problem? What do you do when you catch that fish? What's the first thing you want to do?
Well, if it's like on a day boat, you'd want to eat it right away. You wouldn't want to freeze it. And then if it's RSW, that would be your first fish that you eat without freezing it.
Okay.
So just keep.
So you're going to bleed it?
Oh, yeah. Bleed it and do all
bleed
your.
Right away.
Do all
What's the best way to bleed a smaller fish like that?
I'd say just pull some gill
rakers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that'll bleed it enough?
It'll bleed it, yeah.
What does bleeding do to a fish?
It just gets the blood out of the fish. It gets that. Sometimes if a fish is, like bluefin, for example, it'll have a little bit of a metallic taste to it from all the blood, and bleeding it gets rid of that.
It's amazing how far along we've come, seriously. I mean, with your business, in conjunction with Randy and Tim on the Royal Star and figuring out this whole RSW and keeping everything fresh, and then with your business, like right in conjunction, it's a big deal. And I'm a geek about bleeding fish.
Yes.
And you asking that question, Pete, when you bleed your fish, make sure that you've got them in water. Okay. So if you just bleed them and leave them on the deck, it doesn't do justice. In my mind, what I do is I put them in a little bit of water, like in the skiff. I'll put them in a bucket of water in the
head down, right?
Well, yeah, just so that when that heart is pumping, it's replacing salt water instead of the blood.
Oh, okay.
So you're putting actually a preservative, the salt water, into the meat,
right?
And it comes out so snow white and clean. It's right. Incredible. I'm a geek about it, seriously.
Well, yeah,
it makes a difference.
And we're part of the team. The whole sport. I see it as a team. Like, they started on the boat, and I've got to continue their good job at my shop so that the end product is as good as it can be.
It, like, as top shelf as it gets.
Yeah. Well, we know Tim and Randy from the Royal Star created. They basically created the RSW thing. And Randy's your partner in the Fisherman's Processing.
And
Tim's a partner, too, in Fisherman's Processing there. And so they're your partners there. And so they bring that to that high level right to the...
Yeah, so I would definitely get it if I didn't take care of it.
Yeah. So they oversee. It's like...
Well, they don't oversee.
But no, you know how to do
it. If I was doing something wrong, I would hear about it.
So that no matter what boat you're on in the fleet, whether it's a day-and-a-half boat with a nice bluefin or whatever it is, they can all take advantage of this process.
Absolutely.
That's the whole deal here.
Yeah, there's you know... A lot of people gill and gut the smaller fish on a day boat. I don't know if that's necessary as long as it gets into almost fruit, like a 30-degree bath.
It's not going to hurt, though.
But, you know, on the bigger fish, you want to gill and gut them so you get them cold, the core colder faster.
From the inside out.
From the inside out.
Yeah, as well as from the outside in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Good stuff. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Corey.
All right. How about Vinny? Vinny calling from Carlsbad. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Cookout, Vinny.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good, good. I've used the service several times, and I have a trip in June on the Royal Star. I'm sorry, the Royal Polaris. And it's a 3-day, and if I'm lucky enough to catch a fish, do I need to make reservations in advance? Because I know last year it was pretty packed up.
Are you going to do same-day service? Do you want to get the fish the same day?
If I could possibly do it, if it fits into your schedule?
It will fit into my schedule. I do recommend the reservation, only so you get in. We cut our fish in the order of reservation. So the sooner you make your reservation, the sooner you're going to get out of my shop.
So it's today, not too early?
Up to a year in advance.
Really?
Up to a year in advance.
So if he makes a reservation, he'd be more in line.
Yeah, we're taking reservations a year from now, right?
Wow.
Every day we take reservations. So, yeah.
They just call the shop?
They just call the shop, 619-255-3128.
During business hours, of course.
8 to 2 business hours. And they'll take your reservation, especially on a boat like the Royal Polaris. They do all the paperwork on board the boat. So once you catch your fish, the night before you return, they're going to sit down with you and go over your order form. You can get it all started, and then we'll get you in proper order for your same-day service. And you just walk away. Your hands are clean.
So this is huge. You just kind of went, oh, yeah, they take the order on the boat. But this is a huge deal. If you're on the Royal Polaris or the Royal Star.
Or Shogun.
Or the Shogun. You basically never touch your fish. You don't have to go up to Sean or Melanie at the landing and say, you know, here's what I want to do with the fish. It's all done right on the boat before you get off the boat.
Pretty much, except for we do ask that you check in with us, and we just look over your order real briefly. If we've got everything, fine. If there's any specifics or if there's any complicated little details, we go over those details at the top of the dock.
But you guys weigh all the fish as they're coming off the boat from these people that are...
You'll have an individual weight of every fish that we weigh in, so you'll know the species and how many of them you had and each weight of each of those species. Yeah.
Incredible.
It's such a custom... I mean, it's like
streamlined.
It's a concierge of fish processing.
It goes right into our ice water, so we maintain that temperature that they started on the boat. Like I said, it's a team. We got to continue the care of the fish from once it gets in our hands, and then it goes straight to our shop, and we start getting after it.
So if you're okay, your boat. Let's say the boat comes in at 6 a.m. You're out of there by 7 a.m. usually.
7:15.
If you're number one on the list, when's your fish done?
Well, it depends on how much you caught, but we can cut about 2,200 pounds an hour.
Whoa.
Crazy. And that is the number one question everybody wants to know when they get off the boat is, you know, when's my order going to be ready?
Yeah. Number one question for sure.
Is it really?
Yeah, we hear it a little too often.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
But it's legit. They want to get home to their family. We get where they're coming from. They want to get going.
They've been on the boat for a number of days.
They're ready to get home.
Yeah. They got a 6 to 10 hour drive ahead.
Work calls are already coming.
Yeah.
And we want to get you out of the shop too, so we're not going
to
take our time.
I always say nobody wants to get you out of my shop more than I do, so we're working on it.
So let me ask you this. If you're coming from the boat, you go to Perry's, you go have breakfast, if you're number one, is your order going to be finished
generally
by the time you're done with breakfast?
You're going to get your breakfast interrupted.
Really?
You'll get a phone call.
Your order's ready.
Which is fine. Every time we do it, I'll be there as soon as I'm done. We hear it.
That's pretty amazing.
If you want to see what the process looks like, you can scroll back through our social media, because a lot of times we'll cover the boat coming in and unloading the fish and weighing it out and dockside unloading it into the ice bin. So you can kind of get a feel of what the whole process looks like from some of our old videos.
And you do a great job with the social media, Kristen.
Sean sends it to me. I just kind of put it all together.
So what is the social media?
You can follow us on Instagram. We do a lot on Instagram. We're also now on TikTok.
Is it Fisherman's Processing?
It's Fisherman's Processing on both Instagram, TikTok, and then Facebook as well. Okay. But you'll see most of the videos through Instagram and then now on TikTok.
TikTok. That's way too advanced for this old guy.
We also have some kind of foodsy.
Oh, we also do social media for FP Gourmet. I don't have time with everything else going on to keep up as much on the videos, but you can kind of get some ideas with some recipes on there too.
And I might add too, hey, thanks a lot for the call, by the way. I might add too, you're going to be at the PCS show coming up in February, right?
We're
so you're going to have a booth there.
We're going to have a booth. Yeah. We're going to give it a go.
Okay. That's February 12th, 13th, 14th.
18th, 19th, 20th.
Yeah.
18th through the 20th. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You got it.
Yep. And the hours are great. Noon to 5. Noon to 5. 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Easy shift.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It doesn't sound like a show.
This guy is.
Banker's
this is
hours.
Great hours. Yeah. I love those. For sure. Man. Yeah. So you'll be there with all your spices and rubs and
cheese.
Okay. What about smoked fish?
We're not going to bring the smoked fish because it just logistically is more difficult to deal with that.
Okay.
So we're going to have all of our cheeses. We'll have cheese specials. We'll have rub specials. We'll put it all together for the show.
Let me ask this. Doggy treats?
Doggy treats will be there.
They will be.
And there will be a special on doggy treats.
Oh, okay. Excellent. All right. Well,
Pete, I actually have a good text that follows up with that, if you don't mind. So Bob from Huntington Beach asks, Kristen mentioned Fisherman's Processing doggy treats. What are those made from, and where can I get them? Thank you.
The Wiggletail treats are made from fish skins. And instead of throwing them away, we just put them in the dehydrator and dehydrate them. They're just dehydrated fish skins, nothing added.
All natural. 100%.
No smoke, nothing else. It gives you that oil that the dogs really love that's good for their skin and good for their fur.
The omega-3 oils are... You know,
and they're chewy for them.
They're crunchy. So they're good for their gums. It cleans their gums. The omega-3s help them with a nice shiny coat and help them with their...
Really?
It's just a healthy...
And you'll have those at the PCS.
We'll have them at PCS. You can also get them at Royal Rooster
next to C4th.
C4 Sport Fishing.
I know how to locate them, and all I have to do is follow Ricky's dog Chinook.
Chinook finds them.
And if you're within a mile, if you're within a mile with those treats, Chinook's running
right on.
Oh, yeah, I got a lab when Chinook's around. That's my dog.
Yeah, and of course when you go to FP Gourmet or they go to Fisherman's Processing, you sell them.
Of course.
course.
And we also have our website, so fpgourmet.com.
See, that's something we haven't talked about. Yeah. So can you buy, if you're in L.A., Orange County, we have a lot of listeners maybe in Idaho and
in
Montana
Maine.
And Maine, whatever. Yeah. If you're out anywhere in the country, you'll ship.
We'll ship the rubs, the seasonings, the wiggletail treats, those are, and the cans of tuna, too. Those are all easy
okay.
to ship.
All right. But not the cheeses and the... smoke and
shipping makes it really expensive.
Sure,
it doesn't make sense for the consumer.
Yeah,
if you're in the L.A. Orange County area, we can do it for a relatively affordable price. You know, through the FedEx Ground overnight.
Okay,
so
but the spices, rubs, and the treats, and the dog treats, the wiggle.
We have an online store, fpgourmet.com.
fpgourmet.com.
Yeah, fishermansprocessinggourmet.com.
Okay, all right,
FP.
Great. All right, normally we have Cass calling in, but he's down at El Salto right now, but this portion of the show is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle store, full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, boat supplies. When it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. All the freshwater tackle you need for a live, and the live bait, too, for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing's right across from the SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Entrance in Mission Bay. East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 Freeway in Mapleview and Lakeside. And the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle at Broadway in Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more information.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. More from Sean and Kristen from Fisherman's Processing. When we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. We have the Calico Master, Corey, standing right here. And what is in your art? When it comes to reels, is there just one reel that you go to?
Actually,
right?
Two reels. A Trinx 300, a Trinx 200.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I love those.
Since talking to you, I was always a Trinx 300 guy, but since talking to you about that Trinx 200, the 200 is amazing power and so much, plenty of line and so much easier to handle.
Hey, Pete, forget about the gearing, forget about the awesome gearing, forget about the awesome drag. The price point is as good as it gets.
Yes.
You can get them for under $200, and it's the real. Last year, not only big calicos, but I've caught yellows. I've caught 20-pound sea bass. I mean, sea bass, rock fishing.
It's shallow water rock cod fishing.
20-pound Power Pro and fishing a cold sniper down. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, watch out. Yeah, the Shimano Trinx. It's an absolute must in your arsenal, whether it be the 200, the 300, 400, and 500. You better get them all at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
It's time. And once again, for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center, the world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show, the Fred Hall Show. Presented by Progressive, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at fredhall.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having such a fun time in studio, and if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. There's one open line there. They've been full the whole time.
Yeah.
Giving away an awesome gift pack, $25 certificate for Fisherman's Process and a three-pack of rubs and a $100 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels for repair and customization.
Yeah, of your reel. Yeah,
yeah.
Right there by the
so
masters.
Cool.
Yeah, hey, this portion of the show is sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, including the new sizes 2 and 4, perfect for finicky yellowfin and bluefin. You better stock up now. Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, the Nautilus HD. You have the ability to choose the right size circle hook. That is key. And when you use Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have that choice and also the confidence that you have the finest hooks ever made. Stock up now. Now is the time for Nautilus Circle Hooks at select tackle stores. And they
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you stock up on your 7-0 Gamakatsu Superline hook for the 5-inch slimmer?
Oh, yeah.
For El Salto.
Oh, for El Salto, yeah. No, that is the one. You told me. You advised me, and that's what I got.
I love Gamakatsu.
Yeah.
Their swim bait hooks are good.
They make really good hooks. Yeah, they're the best. There's nothing like them. Now, Mario from Pasadena wanted to know about online orders at the market. So, again, from a text. So again, you accommodate online orders for all the products that are shippable, right?
Yeah, the rubs, the seasonings, the pokey sauce, pokey combo, and any of our dog treats and cans. They're all easy to ship, so you can order at www.fpgourmet.com.
fpgourmet.com. Mm-hmm. Just and do you accept phone orders too?
Oh, we do. Yeah, you can call us at the shop at
619-255-3128.
Thank you.
255-3128. So phone orders or right online.
Yeah, online's super easy.
Yeah. All right. That sounds easy. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it. About John. John calling from Escondido. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. We appreciate you joining us, John.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Just a couple of comments and a question. And one, at your old place, every once in a while, I'll go fishing out of Oceanside because that's where my friends want to go out of, and I'll just throw my fish in the cooler, ice it down, and I'll drive down and drop it off to you guys. And can we still do that?
Yes, absolutely. We encourage that. We only ask that you call first to make sure we have availability to take your fish, because last season was so crazy. There was a few occasions where we had no room for any more fish, so I wouldn't want you to make that drive down from Oceanside without knowing we're going to go ahead and take your fish. So just give us a call. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't take your fish at this point.
But you might be meeting a boat or something.
Sorry, I can make a reservation.
But I'll keep going with it. But you may be down servicing a boat. You may have the crew down here. I mean, for John to drive down, you just want to make sure that you're...
Yeah, it's a good idea to call, but usually anytime after 8 o'clock for drop-offs, we'll have staff there to handle that. We'll certainly have somebody answering the phone to let you know that you're all good to come on down.
All right. Or if you're here in San Diego on a private boat.
Same thing.
Just call first.
Just make sure. I just don't want you to get to my door and get turned away. I want you to know that we will take your fish. And a lot of there was occasions last season, there was so much fish coming in by vehicles from private boaters.
Really?
That we would take your name on the phone and we would say, okay, we're going to take the first 10 people that call. And once we get those 10 people, we had to tell everybody else, sorry, we're full.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
That's, it was a rare summer.
But let's hope we have that again this year.
You know, I've been in the industry going on almost 40 years now, and I haven't really seen a summer like that in 40 years. The only thing that even comes close is back in the albacore days when the albacore were biting in the 80s. But we had a cannery to take care of half of that. And now there's no cannery, so it's all on the processor. So it was a unique year for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, John, do you have another question there?
I did. It was for Corey. Hey, so I leave in a week and a half on a 22-day trip, and they've mentioned to have an assortment of swim baits to go. Can you make a recommendation on some that I should pick up?
Man, on a 22-day trip,
inshore fishing along the Baja or the Mexico coast. Yeah.
So that's what I would assume it, what it's for, unless Roy Rose has got some trick up his sleeve.
Yeah.
If
actually Frank's running that trip.
Is he? Yeah.
Okay.
They're supposed to go to Clipperton.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. If you're fishing a Baja coast and you're doing that kind of thing, anything from a 5-inch swim bait. I think a lead-headed 8-inch slug would probably be a lot of fun, too. And you wouldn't burn through that mini, John, because they're super durable, and you super glue that to the lead head. 8-inch slug would go on like a ounce and a half minimal to a 2-ounce even.
Mm-hmm.
And the action on those are incredible. You'll catch everything from calicos to shallow water rockfish. And I do the same thing locally. I mean, you'll have a great time with them, for sure.
John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a text here from Todd in Temple City, and he says, with fishing so good in the last few years, is there a way to donate some of my catch?
We work with Meals on Wheels, and occasionally we do fill up. We exceed what they can take. So
wow.
What we did this last season, because that's what happened this last season, was we would take all we can for Meals on Wheels. After that, if you have more than you need, we find a home for it. You just don't get a receipt. But we'll take the fish and find a home for it. I've got a list of people that are more than happy to pay for the processing, and they'll take the fish.
No kidding.
You know, and what a deal for them, right?
Yeah.
And so that's how we manage that situation. But we will take as much as we can for Meals on Wheels first, and then we just take it.
And then
we call it fish for a friend.
Yeah, fish for a friend.
It goes into the fish for friend fund, and make a phone call, and somebody says,
Somebody said, I'll come in. I'll take your leftovers.
They're usually there within an hour.
Yeah, right? Very good.
I think I would be, too.
Yeah, all right. There's 213-432-1090 open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance. Been a busy morning. Let's jump into it.
It's been extremely busy, Pete. A lot of fun, too. And Hills wants to join us. Hills from Ventura. Good morning. Welcome to the Stock Hookup.
Hey. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I did release a striper this morning, so that was good for me. And I wasn't the biggest one I caught, but you know, I'm so happy you guys are talking about bonito and skipjack and
barracuda too.
I had I've cooked barracuda on the barbecue on the boat, and just spectacular. But then I went on a 6-pack at Catalina, and we had these bigger bonitos. And the deckhand was a real savvy dude, works at Save-On Tackle. He was bleeding the bonito's head down in a bucket with the raw water in there. And on the way, and then iced them down. On the way home, we were having sashimi, and it looked like albacore. It was white, and it was spectacular. So that was really cool. And then Sean, the biggest bluefin I've been a part of catching, it was three of us that want – wind on that 217-pound or something, was with Bite Sport Fishing, and they handled it. They got it to you guys, and it got all processed out, and it was spectacular. So
that's good to hear.
You know, Fisherman's Processing, pretty diversified, you know, like private, you know, big boats. Yeah, it was great, man. And the quality was spectacular. So my friends were stoked because I didn't freeze it. I gave whatever I could need. I gave to my friends right away, you know, so we could have sashimi.
That's fantastic. That's perfect for bluefin to eat it right away. Don't freeze it. It doesn't ruin it to freeze it, but it sure is good fresh. And then, you know, we always recommend if you're going to freeze it, use our thicker mill plastic. It's a 5-mill bag versus a 3-mill bag. But if you're going to eat it fresh and it's not going to ever go in the freezer, the 3-mill bag's plenty good. But if you're going to freeze it, I definitely recommend our little heavier bag.
It makes all the difference in the world.
All the difference.
You know, not only that, just the movement of it, too. That 5-mill bag, if sometimes on the 3-mill bag, if you move it too hard, you drop the cooler or something like that, it'll fracture it and lose the vacuum.
It needs the slightest little hole. Yes. You lose the seal.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. One of the worst things, I got to tell this story because I've been to some lodges, and they do all this hard work processing the fish, and then they freeze it for you. And then you watch the guys handling the fish at the airport, and they're throwing the boxes off the truck, or they dropping the boxes off the truck. Worst thing for the fish, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And I got to say, we get quite a few orders that come in, and they just need it resealed.
Yeah.
Because of that very thing. And they'll get back from their trip, wherever it may be, and all the vacuum seals or half of the vacuum seals are broken, and they bring that all over to us and ask us if we can reseal it for them, and we accommodate it. You know, it's mostly salmon and halibut, so I won't say where it came from, but I think we can all figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. That's such a sad deal to have such beautiful fish and not have it done totally right.
Well, it was done.
It was well treated, right?
I think it's the travel.
Yeah, that's the travel.
Yeah.
So that's why if you can get 5 mil bags, it's how much extra is it?
10 cents more.
10 cents a bag.
Ends up.
So if you've got
$10 on a 100-pound order, you know,
on a 100-pound, yeah,
it's worth it.
Worth it.
So
if we're gonna freeze it and especially have it shipped, it's worth it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Hey, I've got a text that kind of follows right along with this, and this is from Corey in Escondido. First off, major congratulations to Rick and Dallas, and welcome to Wyatt. Corey's question for Sean and Kristen. Love the Poke Kit. I use it in the beautiful fresh cut bluefin tuna you guys process for me. But can I use the Poke Kit with bluefin tuna that's been in the freezer for a while? So
absolutely. And I would refer you to our YouTube channel, which is Fisherman's Processing YouTube channel. Right, Kristen?
Yes.
And we have a video that shows you how to defrost your fish properly on the channel. Talks about wrapping it in paper towels.
There's a process.
Get it out of the plastic bag, wrapping it and putting it in the refrigerator and defrosting it properly. If you take those steps, your poke will be so much better.
Like, it works.
It'll be
that
night and day compared to not
wrapping
it
through with those paper towels. It's amazing. It's like the fish is fresh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we actually step by step go through it on the YouTube channel. So I definitely would recommend going there.
Fisherman's Processing YouTube channel.
Yeah, and we have more. We have quite a bit of content on there that it's kind of. A lot of little tricks. I show you how to smoke your fish at home on your Traegers.
Wow, I want to hear about that.
Corey's there now. And,
a Traeger fooler.
So it doesn't have to be a Traeger, though. All home smokers are basically the same. I prefer the Traeger. Corey prefers the Traeger. And we have the video on smoking your fish at home, which is a great video. Shows you how to do it.
It also uses our brine kit that we have at the shop, too. So you brine it. You just make the brine in some water. You brine the fish yourself. And then Sean talks you through smoking it. And it's very easy to overcook the smoked fish. So doing it by our process, you can get the color that you can generate from at home that's similar to our shop.
I've got to watch some of those.
I can't wait. There's a whole process. It starts with our brine, as Kristen said, and it walks you through every step.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. Hey, we're going to be right back, and let's talk hookup. Top of the hour here. We're going to come back with more fish reports, taking your calls and texts when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. No downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lingcod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing from the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.